It's Tuesday morning, Keith, and we bring in the MCCSE.
We have Lisa Roberts, who's the principal of Grandview. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Mike and Keith. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. You have a good holiday?
Had a wonderful holiday.
And your big holiday is going to start here later this week.
It is coming up soon.
And just tell everybody again, the final day of school for the kids is
Thursday, the 28th.
And if you forget, just ask any kid underneath the age of 17, and they will know the exact minute and second they are finished with school, as it's a fun time of year as we get going. Make up all these snow days, and then it's on to summertime. What do you got going on here for the last 3 days? Getting everybody just wrapped up, putting a bow on it?
Yes, we are. Today we have field day all day.
Wait, you got to find out what field day is. Tell him what you do on field day.
I know what field day is.
Not what the way they do it.
Oh, you have a different field day.
We do a lot of water activities.
Very nice.
The kids find a piece of gum and a plate of whipped cream.
Ooh, sounds dirty, just how I'd like it.
We're going to keep them moving all day today to celebrate all their hard work this year.
That's great. You get outside and enjoy it, and fun for everybody. And we hope the rain holds off till later in the afternoon so you don't have to worry about that. Or everybody will get clean quickly.
That's correct. We'll have to move it inside.
Now, you have two kinds of, like, I'm going to call them graduation ceremonies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Tomorrow, we are celebrating our kindergartners completing kindergarten and moving on to first grade.
Wow.
And our sixth graders moving up to middle school at bachelor's.
Wow.
So we have two ceremonies going on tomorrow.
Lisa, I want to tell you, and I want the people outside to know this, too. About a week and a half ago or so, I've lost track of time. The group, the choir from Grandview, came to Ivy Tech and entertained. You have a spectacular music teacher, but those kids were singing music from the 60s and 70s and having a field day doing it. They were so good.
Field day?
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. Talk about those kids and that teacher.
It was a great program. Lisa Voss does a really wonderful job with our musical programs, not just even our choir. Our choir is an after-school program that's mm-hmm. volunteer.
Right.
And
80-some kids.
80-some kids. And there's so much energy, and she brings so much to these kids. They have a lot of fun. We do the choir.
Well, she was having fun, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everyone was having fun. Parents were dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Keith was out there dancing. It was a wonderful program to be at. And this year she's worked really hard to work with our PTO and raise money.
Now, I want to point out before you say what you're raising money for.
Uh-huh.
At this Ivy Tech affair, you had one of your students was playing a box, for the want of a better term. It's kind of like bongos. So, you know, could you get some musical instruments?
We could always use musical instruments.
Yes, because playing the box really doesn't. Gee whiz, Keith.
It was a wooden box.
There you go.
And he was quite good.
He was excellent. Yes.
So you're working on getting some instruments.
A class set of ukuleles.
All right.
So we've raised over $1,000 to purchase 30 new ukuleles to use with our third graders.
You know,
year.
I get very emotional when I hear ukuleles play Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Oh man! If you guys can do that, you got me. So you're gonna you've been the PTO and the kids have been raising money. And how many are you gonna
get? Let me ask you why you chose ukuleles.
Lisa really researched this, and ukuleles are a smaller instrument.
Sure.
Where the students can get their fingers onto the chords.
Oh, I thought that's why the recorder was invented.
I think that's probably it. So we got the recorder in the fourth grade and ukuleles.
Well, that's great. So you give the kids, and then in the box for everybody else that can't have one.
That's right.
Well, the kid can sit on the box and play it. That's the catch.
That's exactly right.
So you're going to have those for next year?
Those will be there for next year. We've already purchased 30. So.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
Now, you guys worked real hard, and you got a grant from Lowe's to do landscaping?
We did. We worked with the PTO and received a $5,000 grant to landscape the exterior of our building, and we're going to put a garden in next year.
Wow!
And so we're kind
that's
of
a whole different field
that.
Day.
It is a whole different field day.
It's what are you going to put in your garden?
We are going to have our fifth graders choose the vegetables to harvest. And they will design the garden. They're going to map it out. They're going to do some shadow plotting to
cool.
find out where the best sun is. And it's going to be their school project next year.
So it's an educational experience, too.
It is an extremely
educational. And Keith's favorite part is at some point you can eat it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. This year we had what's called a Superfood Heroes grant, and we had our fourth and fifth graders eating four different vegetables. They researched them, and they were given 40 different tastings.
Wow.
And we wanted to see if they would start to eat more vegetables or if they would like these vegetables. So we are hoping to do this with our own vegetables next year that we grow in our garden.
Don't you have any deer out there? I mean, you have to be careful about that, don't you?
Yes, yes, we do. We have a few deer that come over from Karst Park. So
okay.
They're going to have to measure the height of a fence to be able to put around.
Well, that's just that's one of the things
education.
You have to figure out.
Lisa, before we let you go, you made it through I-STEP okay.
We did. We did. We were a little worried, but everything went very smooth. The kids did a wonderful job getting through it. It was a long few weeks, and there were really not just some small glitches with the program, but it didn't affect the way the kids took the test, so we were really excited about that.
And you're closing out a year. You got any thank yous?
I do. This is my first year as the principal here at Grandview, and I wanted to thank all of my staff, the PTO, our parents, and most of all, our students for working so hard to make this a wonderful year. It's been a really, really great year here.
Well, you've got three more days, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Enjoy your field day. Have fun with everybody, and have a great summer, and we'll get caught up with you in the 2015-2016 school year.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, because it starts in like 3 weeks, so we'll be right back to it. No problem. Lisa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Keith, and thank you, Mike. Have a great day today.